are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam. And joining us this morning from Rollins Library, we have Carrie Bowers and Joanne Fisher. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here today. And we're going to talk about some of the programs. I mean, you have so many different things going on there at the library, and there's always something for everybody. And coming up, what, here Monday, because we're just about to summer, it's time for summer reading, isn't it, Carrie?
Yes, we'll be doing our summer reading sign-up. The summer reading programs start June 6th, and we'll be doing a sign-up, a registration for that Monday night from 5 to 6 at the library. This registration is also available online on our website. However, if you have any questions or just would like some help registering, we can do that between 5 and 6 on Monday night at the library.
Very nice. And what other programs have you got here coming up? I know you had some other things that you were telling me about.
Yeah, we also have our Rescue Readers program, which has been very popular. We partner with Paws Animal Rescue, and we take a group of kids up there, and they actually get to read and interact with animals. We've been doing mostly cats right now, but we'll start incorporating some of the puppies and dogs in the summertime.
I'm sure the kids must have a lot of fun with that, but that is limited to a certain number.
It is. It is. We only take 9 participants at a time, and those do need to be first grade and up.
Okay.
Yeah, and the coming dates for that are May 17th. I believe we have one spot open on that date, and then 2 dates in June, June 7th and June 21st. And again, you do go online on our website and register for that. And then we just have you come up and meet us at Paws on the night at 5:30 and spend some time with the animals.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to do that? That sounds like a lot of fun.
Absolutely, yeah. I want to sign up myself, but I'll leave the spots open for the kids.
There you go.
Yeah.
And as we are here at the end of the school year, you've got something fun for the last day of school, too.
Yeah, we are going to have an assortment of games and card games out. Just stop up at the library, bring your friends, bring your family, and you can challenge each other in some games and card games and just spend the afternoon doing that after your last day of school.
Yeah, that sounds like a great time. And there's also, I know Joanne's got some different programs that are coming up. One of the fun ones that we see quite a bit is Pumpkin Pie is going to be at the library.
Oh, yeah. Pumpkin Pie is going to be at the library tomorrow, Saturday, May 14th. And that is from 10 a.m. until 11. And kids can come and read to Pumpkin Pie. And, oh, he's just a very lovable, sweet dog.
Absolutely. And that's got to be just so much fun for him and for the kids, just to hang out, have some fun, do some reading, and just spend some time together.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's a fun time.
And
yeah,
there's some new things that you've started here recently at the library, you know, club-wise and gathering-wise.
Yes.
That you want to kind of remind people or let them know if they haven't heard about.
Well, we started a couple new things in May, and one of them is the Coffee Connections, and it's Coffee Connections for Super Seniors, and that is every Monday morning from 9:30 to 11, and that is in the South Dakota Room, and seniors are welcome to get a free cup of coffee there in the South Dakota Room, and maybe they'll meet some new friends and come explore the library.
That sounds good. And if you're a knitter or a crocheter, you've got something that way too.
Yes, we do. And it's another new program that we started at Rollins Library, where every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 in the afternoon, it's in the South Dakota Room and the library. We have, you know, water, coffee, and we also have a basket of free yarn. And it's all different kinds of yarn, different kinds of weights and amounts. But we would just like you to come out and enjoy being at the library and working on your knitting or crochet projects.
Yeah, it's always good to get together and, you know, good time to socialize while you're doing your knitting and crocheting, too.
Yes, it is. And that knitting and crocheting is relaxing also.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I love that you guys do is you bring in different speakers on a number of different topics, and you have one coming up here.
Yes, we do. On Sunday, May 22nd at 1:30, and that is at the library in the South Dakota Room, we are having a guest speaker, and the speaker is author and former mayor of Rapid City, Don Barnett, and this is about his new book, Thorns and Roses, and it is over the Rapid City flood, and this year is the 50th anniversary.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be a great program to come on out and listen to him talk. And I'm sure folks want to ask him some questions and things, too, that he'd be open for that.
Yes, yes, I'm sure of that. So that'll be a good event. And once again, that is Sunday, May 22nd at 1:30 p.m. at Rollins Library.
Excellent. So don't miss out. With all these great programs, and you always have new things coming up, if people want to kind of stay up to date, besides stopping in, they can also go online and check things out too.
Yes, always check our Facebook page. And we also have our website at rollinslibrary.org. And you can always give us a call at 605-773-7421.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for getting us up to date on some of the fun things coming up here, Joanne. And also, Carrie, we appreciate it. Enjoy this weekend and, hopefully a busy one at the library.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So there's Carrie Bowers and Joanne Fisher joining us here from Rollins Library on the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you by the great folks at the Peer VA Clinic, Lee Real Estate, and May Adams.